אמר רב גידל אמר רב האימר לחברוי נשקים ונשנה פרק זה אולוב להשקים האימר לחברוי נשקים ונשנה פרק זה אולוב להשקים שנאמר ויאמר אולי בן אדם קומצה אל הביקו ושום הדבר איתכו ועצה אל הביקו והנה שום כבוד השם אימר. So the third Rav Gidol Amar Rav is saying a chidush. Ha'imer lechaveiro inashkim v'nishne perek ze olov lehashkim. Shenemar v'yomer elai ben odom kumtze ala biko. So what is the chidush of Rav Gidol? So the Tesis Yeshonim brings down that you could learn the Gemara in two drachim. You could learn one derech in the Gemara that the chidush is that you have to keep your word, that Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah helps. What is the raya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Okay, but Azei is the raya is that you have to keep your word. Azei HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and he was there. Inami, the chiddush of the sugya is that the one that said Nashkim v'nishne, that person has to be the first. Val he's the ma'irer badovo, so he has to be the first. So stup shotim, what is the chiddush of Rav Gidol? That Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah works. Does he go for the chiddush that Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah works? Or the chiddush is not that the Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah works. The ikar chiddush is that all of lehashkim he has to be the first. The Ran says that both of the chidushim are emes. Lamezan and the Ran. All of lehashkim. Mistabu li deochiko amar. Keiven shomar nashkim ari kibel olov shir yehu amoirer badovo. Keshem shu moirer me'achshov. Like he's the one that is bringing up that we will be there. So he has to be the first one. V'tartiko mashmalot. Chodet bekabole ba'almel edvar mitzvah mehani. Even without shariochel lo yiskir lo yneda ve lo yishvue ve'afilu ochi b'diburu ba'al mesagi dumi de ma'ida amrin de kabole b'lechud ma'ani letzdoke k'nirsi b'picha zu tzdoke v'u adin lechol dvar mitzvah ve'komash lo nami de olav le'ashkim ki de oval kutshu brichu. Two chidushim zog deran. One chidush is that kabole dvar mitzvah works. The second chidush is she'olav le'ashkim he has to be the first. The Rosh Taka says only the second Chiddush. She'olov lehashkim. That he has to be the first. And it's Pashut that the Ran is Leshitosei and the Rosh is Leshitosei. Lefi the Ran, till now we never were handling a sugya of a Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah. The first two sugyas were a sugyas of Shvua. The Gemara never handled a sugya of Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah. So while the first two sugyas were Shvua, now is the first sugya that the Gemara speaks out a Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah. The first time that the Gemara mentions a Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah. So that is the first time that the Gemara mentions a Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah. So the Ran says that the chiddush of Rav Gidol is that Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah helps. That Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah helps. If till now we never learned the yesod of Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah, and now the Gemara is mechadesh that Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah helps. So the first chiddush is as Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah helps. It's the first chiddush of Rav Gidol. Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah helps. Another chiddush is olav lehashkim. Olav lehashkim. And mashma that the ikar posuk is taken for the second thing. For the first thing, it's a svare, although we learn out from tzedakah that Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah helps. And the second chiddush is that he has to be first. Masha'enken lefi the rosh that already in the sugi before we know that Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah helps. Okum ve'eshne perek zeh masechta zu neder godel neder leloike Yisrael. The rosh learns that it's a Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah. It's not a shvua, it's a neder. It's a Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah. So already that chiddush we know from the second Rav Gidol. So what is the chiddush of Rav Gidol? Only the second chiddush that he has to get up first. Aber mikol makim lefi the ran, so we have two chiddushim in Rav Gidol. One chiddush is that Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah works, And the second chiddush is that you have to get up first. We'll speak on the first chiddush of the Ran. So the Ran says that what is the chiddush of Rav Gida? That Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah works. It's mefurash in the Ran that it's not a parsha of Nedorim. That this chiddush is not from the parsha of Nedorim. The Ran said it already in the Friedrich Suge. Neder is only if you ask for the Chefze. But a Kabbalah to do a Dvar Mitzvah, it's not a Neder. The Ran in the beginning of the Masechta says, Nedorim is Yisur Chefze. Oder Nidre Yisur, Oder Nidre Egdesh. It's no Neder to do a Dvar Mitzvah. B'meila, the Ran learns it's not a parsha of Nedorim, it's a Kabbalah Mu'etes. It's no Bal Yachel. Ki Yasefer says it's a Derabonon. It's a Derabonon. The Ran repeats himself in Tainis. For persons mekabel a Tainis, he said it's not a real nether Kabbalah's Tainis. It's a Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah. Kabbalah be'alme. Kabbalah be'alme. It's a Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah. Masha'enken, the Rosh and the Ritva learn, it's a parsha of Nedorim. The Rosh calls it, it's not Iker nether, it's a new parsha of Nedorim. And the Ritva state that it's mamish a nether. It's a nether gomur. The Ritva, if you remember, in the beginning of the Masechti, says, it's two Nedorim. Nidre Yisur, she'asos the Chefze, and Nidre Hegdesh, she'mekabel al atzmoi, to give a korban, oilaso is called Dvar Mitzvah. The first Ritva in the Masechti. The Ritva says, what is Nedorim? Odo she'oi sardova Chefze, o Nidre Hegdesh, v'chen ha'nedor letzdoke, oya mekabel oilaso is shum Dvar Mitzvah, v'zeo she'omar, mo'itze zero tishmo, v'asisek asher nadarto, la'ashem alikecho. So the Ran doesn't call it a parsha of Nedorim, and it's for sure no Bal Yachel. Masha'enk and the Ritva and the Rosh, they call it a parsha of Nedorim. If it's a Bal Yachel or not, machlekes, some achronim hold yes, some achronim hold nay. But the Ritva, the Rosh says it's not mamish a neder, it's kein a neder. The Ritva calls it mamish a neder. So here's the chiddush of the Ran that is a parsha of Kabbalah that is not parshas Nedorim, Kabbalah Mu'etes. Masha'enk lefi the Ritva. It's mamish a parsha of a neder. Now, when you read the Lashon Aran, it's mashma that even tzedakah is not a real neder. He says it's kabbalah be'alme like tzedakah. It's the Lashon Aran. Kabbalah mu'etes like tzedakah. And the goyen is mashma nishtazeh, that in tzedakah the Aran is moide, that it's a parsha because the moment is meshubed, is a parsha of nedorim nidre mitzvah. Shara kabbalahs are not real. Only stam kabbalah be'alme. Because the Loshon HaShulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Yud Gimel Ha'oimer Eshne Perek Ze Ki'ilu Nodar Letzdoke Reish Yud Gimel Sif Beis Ha'oimer Eshne Perek Ze Ki'ilu Nodar Letzdoke Zog de Ramo Ve'u Adin Shar Mitzvahs. Of them the Goen says, no, aval Aran Oiches Sheze Kabole Be'arme. What is the Kasha? Ki'ilu Nodar Letzdoke Tzdoke also is a Kabole Be'arme. And the Goen is Mashman that Tzdoke is more from a Kabole Be'arme. Aber wie nicht wie, Shita Saran, that Nidre Mitzvah is a Kabbalah Be'alme, it's not a Parsha V'Neder. Masha'enken, the Ritva and the Rosh, they call it, it's a Parsha V'Neder. Now, let me gain a trop weiter. The Ritva, after he says that it's a Neder, maybe we'll start from the Ran. The Ran says that the Kabbalah helps, even afal pi she'enken loy Neder veloy Shvuah. The Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah helps. Afal pi she'ein kan loy neder veloy shvuah. Even there is no neder veshvuah, the Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah helps. What the Ran means, afal pi she'ein kan loy neder veloy shvuah. Shari lo hiskir loy neder veloy shvuah. What do you say neder? We're speaking on a mitzvah to learn. What the Ran means that he will say neder. The Ran says, when a person says the words Ashkim ve'eshna masech tezu, neder goda nodar le'eloike Yisrael, afal pi she'en kan lo'y neder ve'lo'y shvua. Afal pi she'lo hiskir lo'y neder ve'lo'y shvua. What kind of neder ve'shvua he could have been maskir? Afal pi she'lo hiskir lo'y neder ve'lo'y shvua. What would be the neder ve'shvua that he could have been maskir, just he was not maskir? Afal pi she'lo hiskir kan lo'y neder ve'lo'y shvua. Even that he was not maskir neder v'shvur, even so it's chal. Aval b'shelo iskir lo neder v'shvur. Avad, he says, I will learn today. What do you say? Koino that I will learn? But the Ritva says, he could have said, harei olai to learn. Harei olai to learn masech teploini. He didn't say harei olai. He said, Eshkim ve'eshne. I will learn tomorrow about Basra. I will learn tomorrow about Kame. He didn't say, Arei olai to learn. Even so, it's chal. If you would have to have a Loshon Neder, Zog de Ritvo, you would have to say, Harei olai to learn Masechta tomorrow. This is Zog de Loshon HaRitvo. It's what? So Mikol Mekoyim, the Ran learns, and as we pass, if a person says, Eshne, tomorrow I will learn Masechta Babekame, tomorrow I will come in time, tomorrow I will do this, tomorrow I will do that, he has to do it, Afal pi she'en kan lo yinedo ve lo yishvu, even if he didn't say Arei Olai. The Ritva that learns that it's Mamish and Neder, learns that you have to say Arei Olai. You have to say Arei Olai. Aye, the Gemara says, even if you don't say Arei Olai, it works. Zog the Ritva, it's Medin Yat. It's Medin Yat. So again, Lemaskone la'aloche, if you say, Eshne Masech Teploini, you have to do it. Lefi Deran, it's Kabbalah Mu'etes, Lefi the Ritva, it's Nidre Mitzvah. Could be even a Baliachel. Just Lefi the Ritva, it's Medin Yat, because you didn't say Alosh and Gomu. Masheinke Lefi the Ran, you don't need to say Alosh and Gomu. Eshne Masech Tezu, it's enough Alosh. But Lefi Kula Alme, like we pass in Shechon Aruch, and as you'd give us a base, if you say Eshne Masech Tezu, you have to keep your word and you have to do it. Other Kabbalah Mu'etes Lefi the Ran, other a real Parshas Neder Lefi the Ritman. We explain because the Ran learns the Dorim is Chefze, there's no Neder on the Gavre, it's only a Kabbalah Mu'etes, and the Ritman learns that the Mitzvah could be a Chiyuv on the Gavre, and now it's, you didn't say Arei Olai, it works Medin Yat. Zog the Ritvo, Gishmaki Oisofe. So if it works Medin Yat, so it's Muchach here, Shiyesh Yad Letzdoke. Arei Nidre Mitzvah we learn from Tzdoke. So if the Gemara says that Eshne Masech Tezu, the Neder is Chal, it's Muchach that Yesh Yad Letzdoke. So the Ritva finishes, so what the Ramban said in Daf Zayin, Sugyin de Shmaisin, Yesh Yad Letzdoke, he meant Daf Ches. It's Muchach in Daf Ches, Shiyesh Yad Letzdoke. Vezeo ma she'omar harav, Vesugyin de Shmaisin, Yesh Yad Letzdoke, that lemaskona we pass in Yeshayad Letzdoke, it means the sugi and the fres. Masha'enke lefi deran, it's not working here Medin Yat. Kabbalah Mu'etes. I will learn tomorrow, it's chal, it's not Medin Yat. So how the Ran will explain what the Ramban said, sugi and the shmais in Yeshayad Letzdoke. It's nishtoa za sugi. So what is the pshat in the Ramban, sugi and the shmais in Yeshayad Letzdoke? The Teretz is, the Ran himself in Daf Zayin answered it. What the Ran said in Daf Zayin? In Tim Tzolayma. That what the Gemara says, Sugi de Shmais in Ishiyad Letzdoke, She Soy Ver Arav, Keshita Saram, that we pass in Tim Tzolayma. So it's Mamash Leshitoso. The Ritva learns that it's a Parsha of Nedorim. This is a Parsha of Nedorim. Nidrei Mitzvah. You have to remember this, the Klal and Shas. Shita Saritvo, and the Rosh, that is Nidrei Mitzvah. Neder Godel not al Eloike Yisrael, it's Nidri Mitzvah. Masha'engel Vidaran, it's not a Parsha of Nedorim. It's a Kabbalah Mu'etes. I mean, the Ritva says it's a Din Loshen, it works with Din Yad. Sugi de Shmaisin, Yesh Yad Letzdoke. Lefi de Rosh, Lefi de Ran, he said a fully Loshen. But again, it's a Kasha. Yeah, it's a Kasha. Right? Rabban al Atayr is a Kasha. It's a Miyash with Rabban al Atayr, it will not stick. Right. B'meile, we pass in La'alocha that if a person says Eshne Masech Tezu, he has to do it. Seif in Shulchan Aruch Yud Gimel Ha'imer Eshne Perek Zu Ki'ilu Nodar Lo Sitzdoke. And if a person says that he will do it, he has to do it. It's Nidri Mitzvah. It's Chal. It's Chal. This is the reason, is a minik to say Bli Neider. Shulchan Aruch brings it down, we see in a second in Reish Gimel צורך ליזור שלא ידור שום דבר ואפילו צדוקה אין טויב לידור על כן אם פה הסכימים הוא צדוקה יוי מר בלוי נדר. The Shach explains יוי מר בלוי נדר, not don't make a נדר. Every time when they tell you you give צדוקה and you say yes בלי נדר, because if you don't say בלי נדר, זוג the Shach, it's חל מאילוב, because you don't have to say the לושן נדר. Even without the Loshon Neder, if you say, Eshne Masech Tezu, I will give you an amount of money, Letzdoke, if you didn't say Bli Neder, it's Chal, Midin, or the Lefi the Ran, Midin, Kabbalah Mu'etes, or the Lefi the Ritva, Mitzad Loshon, B'meila, it's chal. B'meila, you have to say bli neida. You have to say bli neida. If you don't say bli neida, it's not chal. If you don't say bli neida, it's not chal. This is the aloha we pass in the aloha. We mentioned that lemaisa the losh bli neida is mitzuchzuch lefi the rosh and the ran and the ritva. Lefi the ran would be better to say b'loy kabolet. It's not b'loy neida. It's not a neida even. אבל למה יש את הנוסח בפור ראש השונה, התורס נדור, אם יישא, כל שום דבר טוב שקיבלתי על עצמי ולא אמרתי ולא נדע. So, מסתם לפי דרן, it's enough to say ולא נדע. Even then, anyway, it's not a נדע, and you mean ולא יקבל, it's also good. לפי דרוש in the ריטבו, it's a נדע. So, I'm saying, ולא נדע. I'll fast tomorrow, ולא נדע. I'll give it to you, ולא נדע. And from that came, that every הנוגע טובה, the meaning is to say ולא נדע. Because if you don't say ולא נדע, you מחויב to do it. You מחויב to do it. This is בעצם the הלוכה. לפי דרן, פסק קבול למועטס, פסק דרבונון דיק, ולפי דריטמה אין דרוש, פסק דרייס הדיקדים. הדרייס הדיקדים. פרגן דפויסקים, הקשן של חנוך. I want to read together a סעיף and סימן ריש גימל, סעיף אוף. So again, this הלוכה, that נדרי מצווה חל, even without the lotion neder, אז שחנוך עם ריש י' ג' סעיף ב' זה אומר אש נפרק זו כאילו נודר לא סצדוקה אוי לסי שר המצווס ונדרי קייר אז חל זה ראי, זה לא של נדר the goin says נדר is not the run the run calls it קבולה באלמה אבל זה זה שחנוך פסק אין סימן ריש ג' סעיף אוף האומר אש נפרק זה ויורה שמו ישרה של בדובו שורילי למינדר לזרוזה נפשי חיין אם יורש יתקפנו יצרי ויעבור על איזה ממצווס למצווס השם לא יססו ישרה של מקרי מעשה מצווה לישובה ולידור כדי לזרז עצמו שוכנורך פסקנס דגמורי אומר רב גידל אומר רב מניין שנשבועים לקיים מסע מצווה שנאמר נשבעתי והקיימו אם יורש יתקפנו יצרוי ויעבור על איזה מצווה במצווס השם מצווה לישובה ולידור כדי לזרז עצמו. It's very good. Now, let me learn good the Seif inside. The first line in the Seif is a very shver line. Ha'oimer eshne perek ze, ve'yore shemo yisra shel badovor, shorilei lemindar lezeruze nafshei. Again, a person said he will learn a masechte, and he's scared that he will be misra shel badovor, he's allowed to make a neder lezeruze nafshei. What is the neder that he does? That he says that he will learn. He doesn't have to make a nether. Look inside. He doesn't have to make a nether. The fact that he says the words Esh Nemasech Tezu, this is the nether. How you read the Shulchan Aruch? Ha'oimer Esh Neperek Zeh Ve'yoresh Emo Yisra Shel Badovo Shorilei Lizruze Nafshei. He's allowed to Mezarez Nafshei. Lemeindar, he's allowed to make a nether. Freg the Shach. Even without the neder, we learn in Reish Yud Gimel, we learn in Ar Gemore, if a person says the words, Esh Nemasech Tezu, it's chal. Lefi the Ran, it's chal, because Kabbalah Mu'etes, Lefi the Ritva, it's chal, Medinyodes, but it's chal. It's a neder. You don't have to say the words, Arei Olai, you don't have to say Koinam, Nidri Mitzvah, even without the Losh Neder, the fact that you said that you will do it, it's chal. And here the Shulchan Aruch said the second part, if you Yoresh Yavar Alecha, B'mitzvah Hashem, make a neder or shvue, Rav Gidon Amarav, Nishboim Lekayim Esa Mitzvahs. But what is the pshat in the first line of Shulchan Aruch? Ha'oimer Esh Neperek Zeh, V'yoresh Emo Yisra Shel Badovor, V'yoresh Emo Yisra Shel Badovor, Shorilei Lemindar Lizeruze Nafshe. Zog the Shach Pshat, Avada, he doesn't have to say a neder. If he says, I will learn, it's a neder. Shulchan Aruch is mechadish, you're allowed to say, I will learn. I would think that a person has to say every time Bli Neida. Tomorrow morning I'll be in time. Bli Neida. Because if not, you're even on a neder if you came late. So I would think that he's mechuyev to say Bli Neida. Zog the Shulchan Aruch, if you want to mechazik yourself, don't say Bli Neida. Hopefully like this, you will keep it. As I learned the Shach Pshat. Shori li lemida sivkot nei. Miu afilu bidibu ba'al meshiyoy mar eshne. הרעב עלי חיוב נדר חיים פירושך בן ירוחם והסמק בשער פויסקים. So he doesn't have to make the neder. Now, the kilu and seif dalet we learn when someone is coming to ask for tzedoke, say bli neder. Here, you're not mechuyev to say bli neder. And the police can speak out, Tai, why take it? Because in a moment, there's a chash, a person will take it, change his mind. So even when they ask you if it's okay, say every time, Bli Neidah. Because if not, moment is zach that people are nichsha. But to sit and learn, you're allowed to mezarez nafshei and say, I will learn. But you don't have to say Bli Neidah. There's no musik Bli Neidah. You're allowed to say, I will learn. This is the seif in Shulchan Aruch. But the lashon of Shulchan Aruch is a little bit shver. Ha'oim eresh neperek zu ve'yor Hashem Yisra shel badovo shor lindur lezruz nafshei. It's allowed to make a neidah. Zog da Aruch HaShulchan a new pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. A person sees that when he says Esh Nemasech Tezu, you write that the Gemara says Neder Godol Neder Le'Eloike Yisrael, but the Maisa doesn't make him to keep the neder. It doesn't work. It doesn't make him to keep the neder. He sees that even when he says Esh Nemasech Tezu, It doesn't happen. He's not learning. Shori li lizruz nafshei. Shori li lizruz nafshei. And what he's doing with lizruz nafshei? Shori li lizruz nafshei. And what he will do with the lizruz nafshei? He will say like this: I will learn tomorrow morning, and if I'm late, bekoinom I will not eat lunch. I will learn tomorrow morning, and if I'm late, b'shvua, I will not sleep for 2 days. Shori le'lindure, he's allowed to make a neder li'zeruz nafshei. Da'ainu, not only to say eshne. If a person says, ha'oimer eshne perek ze, ve'yor eshem u'isra shel badavor, he feels that it's not enough a mechaya for him. Shori le'y, Limindar lizruz nafshei. He's allowed to make a neder lizruz nafshei. He's allowed to make a neder lizruz nafshei. As I learned the Aruch HaShulchan. Why? Rav Gidal Omar Rav said, Nishboim lekayem es ha-mitzvah. A person is allowed to make a shvua to help him to keep the mitzvah. So far as a person is allowed to make a shvua to help him to keep the mitzvah, but mainly he's allowed to make a shvua lizruz nafshei. As I zog the Aruch HaShulchan. We have to know this Aruch HaShulchan is very mechudish. Why? Yesh li istapek bepshat ha-gemore. When the Gemara says, Shori li le'imish li zeruza nafshe. He's allowed to make a shvua, I will not eat chazer. He's allowed to make a shvua, I will sit and learn. Ve'lo yichay shinen that he will be nichshol in a shvua. Why take a person is allowed to make a shvua? David HaMelech says, Nishbati v'akayimo. Why take you allowed to do a shvua? The Maisa, maybe you'll be over on a shvua. Why are you allowed to? David HaMelech says, Nishbati v'akayimo. Why take you allowed to? El Shvua, you're not allowed to. Ksherim are not allowed to do shvuas. Yid is not allowed to do shvua. Reshoim do shvua, the Gemara says in Daftes. Ksherim don't do shvua. Here, you're allowed to do a shvua. Why are you allowed to do a shvua? What? Because it's a mitzvah, so what? So what? So why a person allowed to do a mitzvah? A shvua. Why a person allowed to do a shvua? It's two ways to understand. A person doesn't do shvuas, Rishoyim do shvuas, but here, chashuv a reason. Yeah, but it's mod nezach. Every time it's chashuv a reason. To make a shvua, to bring a korban to Hashem, stam, as them state the Gemara that ksherim don't do stam shvuas to do zachem. So the tzad is that you're allowed to do a shvua. The reason you're allowed to do a shvua is because. Well, it's a shvua lekayim es ha-mitzvah. Hopefully, with the mitzvah, with the shvua together, you will keep your words. So again, I'm asking because it's an important reason, or because we hope, Taki, that you will not be over on the shvua. If it's an important reason, so the Aruch HaShulchan took it to another step. If I see that I'm not mekayim mitzvahs, I can make a knas with a shvua. Hopefully, the knas with a shvua will make me to keep the Torah. This was the mahalach with the Aruch HaShulchan. But if we say pshat, that the reason I'm allowed to is because when I make a shvua to keep a mitzvah, hopefully I will keep it. Over here, If I make a shvua that if I get a plate, I will not eat lunch, I'm allowed to get a plate. Then I have a shvua not to eat lunch. Maybe I've been nichshel and I will eat lunch. It's not a shvua to keep the mitzvah. It's a stam shvua. If I would not do the mitzvah, I will have a shvua on myself. So b'meile, l'chaure b'chai gatne, who said that is a heter? Who said that is a heter? Again, he's mezarez himself to do the mitzvah. Who said maybe you'll be nichshel in the mitzvah, and b'meile later you'll be, again, when a person makes a shvua not to eat chazir, so we say, hopefully, with the shvua with that, he will not eat the chazir. Hopefully, he will not eat the chazir. He has a shvua, and he has a mitzvah not to eat chazir, so b'meile together, it will keep him taking not to do it. Aber lo yetzuyer, lefi l'oreid aruch ha-shulchan, is mayim mid ha-shulchan aruch, that the pshat is that he said, okum ve'eshne, and he hasn't eaten mitzvah. Now he's scared that he will not keep the okum ve'eshne. He makes another neder, a zaytik neder to mechazek the mitzvah. Who said a zaytik neder? You didn't find it in our sugya. In our sugya, we found a shvur direct on the mitzvah. Aber a shvur not direct on the mitzvah, mechateis are you allowed to do? It's a knas on the mitzvah, mechateis are you allowed to? No, no, together is no shaykhus. And the morning has one shaykhus, to get up or not. Say, I will not get up and I will not eat. He doesn't have a problem. He's not over on the shvur. He's not over on the shvur. A person says, I will not eat chazir, what will keep him? It's the issur to eat chazir, plus that he was nishba, so now, lizruz and avshay. Losh no rosh, v'lai chashin and shi'i kosher. He will keep himself. He will keep it. But when a person makes a zaydik a shvur, the chiddush of al chashulchan that b'chai gavni, you're allowed to make? Al chashulchan zogt as yeah, but it's a very big chiddush, it's a das yoch. But mikol mekoyim, avadet, what? Say, the kashas I know. Again, say, the kashas a shvur. Shayel is bolet b'shad roshna shulchan aruch. I'm saying the shach pshat, but vinit the shach paskins la aloche, that even though we have the shver losh shulchan aruch, every time when a person says that he will do a dvar mitzvah, he has a neder or a kabbalah muhetas that he has to do it. It's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush that he has to do it. That he has to do it. A person has to keep his kabbalah. I remember when I was a bocher in Ponovich, so. Today is the Talmud Chochem. So when he got married, they asked him, when is the chuppah? He said, 6 bli neder. Because so if he says 6, and the ma'isa, the chuppah happens 6:30, so the ma'isa, he's over bal yachil, lefi d'ritva. It's the neder ledvar mitzvah. He said, chuppah de mekadosh isha, mitzvah seser. No, for the isha is for sure mitzvah. So b'meile, vali has a mitzvah to mekadosh isha isha. Vali has a mitzvah to mekadosh is a isha. If he will not keep the mitzvah in this man, he'll be over on the isha. So he has to say bli neid. He has to say bli neid. What? No, but not bal te'acher is gimel regolim. Bal yachel is miyad. Bal te'acher in gimel regolim. Bal yachel is over miyad. Bal yachel is over miyad. Shlomo Zalman then said it could be that Belosh Bnei Odom and a chasen is 6 means 7, so maybe it's not called. You have to know, again, Avad in a normal nedom is Tom Avad is Nishtazei. And a Kabbalah Ledvar Mitzvah, the Ran says that when a person says, Alkum Beeshne, Nashkin Venishne Perek Zeh, he has to be there first. Why he has to be there first? Because the Ran says he was Me'oirer Badovor. While he was Me'oirer Badovor, he has to be the first. Not because the Loshen Nashki means I will be first. While I'm the one that told you tomorrow morning will come up, we'll learn early, so it means I have to be there before. I remember when we learned the Dogam, Shmuzama said, if a prince does Chavrusa, okay, so tomorrow we'll start in time. So he has to be there before his Chavrusa comes. And if not, he's Oivu Bal Yachil. It's not his Eivu Bal Yachil. Because even Val, he's the Me'oir, as Isaac Daran. Val his ma'ir badavo. He means I will be before you. No, but again, Val, he said that he will do it. As I stated in the Ran, the Ran state that the reason to do it, but the reason to do it is not because the Ashkim is mashma I will do it first. Shekevon shehu ma'ir badavo. He meant that he will be first. This is the Lashon Ran. Shekevon shehu ma'ir badavo. He has to be the first. No, I don't know what is early, what is time. I'm not going into the details. I'm saying that the Ran. I said again. It's a long answer. We're learning the Ran. As stated in the Ran, you saw it. That while when a person says, I will do a mitzvah with the other person, while he was the first one that was Ma'irer Badovo, he has a chiyuv to mekabel it first. Even not because the Loshon. When you read the Gemara, you could think that the word Ashkim, kilu he meant, I will be before you. This is the word Ashkim. But the Ran state that the word Ashkim is mashma before. It's a svar and a Kabbalah belief that he meant that Mistamet, this is what he means. As I say in the Ran? Lama zendik moravait. Omar Rabbi Yosef. Nidur b'chaloim. Tzorich asor b'nei odom lehatir loy. נידור בחלוים צורך עשור אבני אודם להתיר לוי. והוא דתונו הלחסה. אבל מתנו ולא איתונו, לוי. וילקד דתונו הלחסה, אפילו מתנו ולא איתונו. וילקד, לייזל ולייסי בפרשס דרוכי, ויואב שלוים אלה עשורו, עד עמיק לעשור עד גמרי הלחסה. So the Ran learns פשט like this. This is the Girsa of the Ran and the Gemara. Be'etzem, it's a different Girsa, the Ran and the Rosh and the Gemara. The Ran's Girsa is, Omar Rabbi Yosef, Nidor b'chaloim, Tzorich asor b'nei odom lehatir loy. Lekatchil ede tonu hilchase. Matnu is not enough. If you can't find tonu, matnu is enough. If you can't find matnu, Leizim v'leish v'aparshas drochim. Say sholem to 10 people, they will save you in the meantime from the Yisurim. Till Mikla be'asorot de gamri hilchase, chot shtenta minichachomim dat gamri hilchase, and these tenta minichachomim, will be matir de neder, will be matir de nidui. So lefi de Ran, you need a heter nidui. It doesn't help without a heter nidui. You have to have a heter nidui. Just like atchile matnu, if not tonu matnu, if not go to parshas drochim, near at least ten tamilichachomim that gamri ilchase you could find. You can't find tonu, you can't do matnu, but you will find ten tamilichachomim. And this is the lashon haGemara. Say sholem to 10, till mikla another 10 the gamri ilchase. This is the way the Ran learns the Gemara. נידור בחלוים צורך עשור בניותם לאתר לוי, לפי שאפשר שבשליחו סמוקים נסנדו, לפי צורך עשור לאתר ששכינו עמוהם, והוא דמתנו הלכסי כלימה דמתנו לאחרים, אבל תונו בלכות לוי דחשיבי כולי, והיא כנגם סתונו הלכסי כלימה גמורה, אבל מתנו מישנה בלכות לוי, ויהיה שלמה לבעשורו, ומתוך שיושיבו לו שולוים, יגינו לו מן האיסורים, עד דמיקלה עשורה וגמרי הלכסי, and they will matter the nidui. And they will matter the nidui. And the Rosh is mashma that you don't have to have 10 people that will matter the nidui. You will say shalom to 10 people, and the shalom aleichem aleim is matter the nidui. And the Rosh is goyres at the mikla be'asor de gamri ilchase, and they will say shalom to you. Look in the gears of the Rosh. וילגד אלי טוב למדנו, ייקח את יתס, וטוב לו שיש בזדרוכים, ויקבל שולוים, מבעשור עד גמרי הלכסה. Don't stand take 10 people, מקבל שולוים from 10 people, the גמרי הלכסה, and the 10 people, the גמרי הלכסה, they will be matter the nidui. How? By שולוים. And the מפורש שתית כלור הזה. The fact that they say Shalom Aleichem to him is matir the nidui. So we have a machleikus. Lefi the Ram, you have to have a Torah's nidui, and the Shalom is only to protect you till the Torah's nidui. Masha'enken, lefi the Rosh, the Meforesh, and the Bavro Minahar, the Shalom is the heter nidui. Also in Tesis is mashma like this. Tesis is mashma, not only that, could be you don't have to have 10 mevasachas. 10 pass, they say Shalom Aleichem, you collect all of the 10 Shalom Aleichems, and b'meila you become muta. Tesis is super, because that's what Tesis says. You stand till 10 people pass. Look in the Tesis. No, what's wrong? Tesis explains it. Look, Tesis speaks it out. B'meila. So now, the Shaila is as it. Bishleim Ran makes sense. You have to be matir the nidu. You have to be matir the nidu. But lefi the Rosh, how the Shalom is matir the nidu? How the Shalom is matir the nidu? How Shalom could be matir the nidu? Lefi the Ran, Shalom is not matir the nidu. It protects him till the 10 come. But lefi the Rosh, and the Meforesh, that the Shalom is matir the nidui. How Shalom is matir the nidui? But the truth is, in Tshuvas HaRosh Klal Ches, state that the Yesod of the nidui is, it's not a real nidui, it's not Chal Legabi De Aloches. A menuda normally has to take off his shoes. Zogt here, a menuda doesn't have to take off his shoes. The nidui is only chal klapi klole veshamte. We see that he's mekulal me'ashomayim. So the mele, if 10 people give him shalom, the mele they matzil him. Masha'in ken deran, we'll see in Amud Beis had a tzad that is mechuyev to be noig in all of the halachas. So deran had a tzad that it's mamish a real nidui. If it's a real nidui, avade has to have a heter. So this is the poshte way the world learns. That the Rosh learns pshat, that the yesod of the nidui is klole, mehashomayim, as a mekulel, klole. No. So mele, Shalom could help. Masha'engel lefi the Ran, that it's a real nidui mehashomayim. But mele, you have to have another heter nidui. The world wants to say maybe another has, but what is the tzad that Shalom will help? How Shalom could help to be matir a nidui? The Torah says, it's a aloche, that a menuda is also b'she'il ha'sholem. Ba'al a menuda is also b'she'il ha'sholem. So b'meile, if the 10 people are behaving with him, and they ask him sholem, so we see that the 10 people hold, that is not menuda. So the fact that they noyeg the aloches, and they matir to say sholem to him, thus alein is ki'ilu, they matir the nidu. You're right that they didn't say it lehedya. But that's alone is matter the nidui. This is the first chelik of the Gemara. Let me mamshich in the Gemara. Omar le Ravina le Ravashi. Omar le Ravina le Ravashi. Yoda man shamse. He remembers in the dream who was the shliach to menade him. Mao de lishrele. He's allowed to ask this person to be matter the nidui. Is a halacha when someone made the nidui, he has a kerach to be matter the nidui. Omar le leshamte shave shliach. They send them as Shomayim to make the nidui. They didn't send them to be matir the nidui. Omar le Ravach le Ravashi said, so you can't go over to him to ask him to be matir the nidui. Shamte v'shor le bechal memai. What would be if in the dream the same person was matir already? So if the same person was matir, so b'meile, while the same person was matir the nidui, so you can't say they didn't send him to matir the nidui. In the dream, he was also menad and he was also matir. Omar le kashem shi efsho lebar b'loy teven, kach hi efsho lechaloim b'loy dvorim b'teilim. So b'meile, we could assume that maybe he was a shliach, zog deran. That the same thing, we think that maybe Einach Hanami was a shliach to make the Maisa Nidui, about the fact that he had a dream that he was matir the nidui, did was taket dvorim betailim. So the Shalmin Adorim frek the kasha. Well, Shalmin Adorim frek the kasha. Frek the Shalmin Adorim. Frek the Shalmin Adorim. First, the Gemara asked the kasha, if I know who is the person, I could ask him to be matir the nidui. So the Gemara, no. Maybe they send them a shliach to make the nidui, but they didn't send them a shliach to be matir the nidui. Frek the Gemara, he was matir himself in the dream. So Gemara, ein chalem el dvorim betailim. Maybe the first part was real, the second part was not real. Frek the Shalmin Adorim. So Barazay, even in the first case, how you could ask him to be matir the nidui, maybe the nidui is true, but this guy is a dvorim betailim. Yeah, the Gemara says, I know who was menad. I know who was menad. I could ask him to be matir. Zog the Gemara, no, maybe they send him a shliach to the nidui, not a shliach for the heter. Zog the Gemara, what if he was matir in the dream? Zog the Gemara, the first part was real, the second part was not real. Frek the Shalmin Adorim. Look inside what he answers. Frek the Shalmin Adorim. Why did Gemara in the beginning has to say that they send him a shliach to make the nidui, and not a shliach to be matur the nidui? But maybe you can't ask him to be matur the nidui on them. Say ein chalom b'lo dvorim b'teilim. So maybe take the woman nadu you in the dream, but when you saw that person, it's not a real person. It's a dvorim b'teilim that it's him. That's him. It's someone else. What is the first case? You don't know who was menadu you. I remember I was menudu b'chalom. Then you have to have 10 people. What if you know who the person? Maybe I could ask that person. Maybe they send him a shliach for one way, not for the other way. What if he was already matir in the chaloyim? Maybe the second part is dvorim b'teilim. So even in the middle case, why do you have to come to the chiddush that maybe they send him a shliach to menade and not a shliach to be matir on them? Say maybe it's dvorim b'teilim, that it's it. So what? 10 times. So the Shalmin Adorim brings down the teretz and chasim sefer that you don't say ein chalom b'lo dvorim b'teilim only in two stories in the dream, a nidui and a heter. But you don't say lemoshel when someone was menade, maybe it was a nidui and not that person. You don't say maybe it's a nidui and not that person. You only say it was a nidui, the meister nidui, yes, the heter not. But the Oruch HaShulchan and the Eilas HaShachar, they want to learn Pshat, and Ein Echnami. After the second teretz of the Gemara doesn't have to answer the first chalek. First, the Gemara has said, you have a nidui, you have to go to 10 people. What if I know the person? No, maybe they didn't send him to a shliach. What if he was matir? Ein chalem b'lei dvorim b'teilim. Now that Ein chalem b'lei dvorim b'teilim, so you don't have to come already now to say that they gave him a heter to make the nidui and they didn't give him a heter to be matir. You could say, Ein chalem b'lei dvorim b'teilim, maybe the nidui is taki him, but the heter is not him. Maybe the nidui is taki emes, but it's not this person. Lama mamshich dera, lama zen dera. This ran be'etzem is the yisayin of the sugya. Tzorich iyun b'mishenidou b'chaloyim im tzorich linoik b'chol dinei menuda. We said the Rosh says klor that you don't have to. The Rosh says klor that you don't have to. Tshuvas HaRosh. But the ran is mesupek mishenidou b'chaloyim im tzorich linoik b'chol dinei menuda. And we pass in la'alochem isofek, we have to be machmir. Umistabreli, the afal gav de amrin en hochi. The mission idor bachaloim. Tzorich heter, en lilmoid mikan, limishenoda bachaloim shiye tzorich heter. The hoche ainu taime, mishum de ike le meimar, shimin ha-shomayim nidu, ma she'ein loimar ken beneder. Elo sheroisi, להרש בזל בתשובה שמייסה בולפונוב ויצריך היתה. The Ran has an interesting question. A person that has a neder בחלוין has to have a heter on the neder or not? The Ran says no. אלו שרואיסי להרש בו, that the רש בו in תשובה is מסופק. אלו שרואיסי להרש בו, that the רש בו בתשובה is מסופק. Frek the world. What is the tzad that a neder b'chaloyim will have to have a heter? What is the tzad that a neder b'chaloyim will have to have a heter? Neder is levata b'sfosayim. Neder is levata b'sfosayim. Neder is levata b'sfosayim. What is the tzad that a neder b'chaloyim? Neder b'chaloyim, me'ashomayim do menadrim. What is the tzad that a neder b'chaloyim will have to have a heter? So it's two drochim. If you see the Tshuvas HaRashbo inside what the Ran brings down, it's mashma, like in Nidui, they told you, we don't want you, we malchik you, Hashem doesn't want you to eat it. As a Mashamayim, Mashamayim, they want you to be malchik from the Zach. As Eidim is a Nidui Mashamayim, they malchik you in Hashamayim. Mashamayim, they don't want you. So Maisa al-Chokim in Hashamayim. Maisa al-Chokim in Hashamayim. One way. In the Chasam Sofer, in Rabbi Yankiv Endin, state, no, we're speaking here on Nidri Mitzvah, and as a klal, Ein Odom, Choylem Balaylo, Elo Mirurei Liboy, so Mistome, he thought about it by day, and Nidri Mitzvah Achal Balev, so B'meila, we Choyshesh, and Mistome by day, he thought about the Neder, and B'meila, he has to be Choyshesh. As I saw the Pischit Shuvah, B'Shem the Chasam Sofer, so again, we have two drochim why a person has to make a heter for a neder b'chaloyim. Why a person has to make a heter neder b'chaloyim? On the mitzad that al chokim me'ashomayim, they showed him me'ashomayim that they don't want him to do this. On the not mitzad al chokim me'ashomayim. Mitzan Nidri Mitzvah that he was mistome mekabel balei. What is the nafkemine? Zog the veil, three nafkemines la aloche. One nafkemine, what would be if it's not Nidri Mitzvah? If it's a chokim in Hashomayim, so everything that they were marchik me Hashomayim, he has to be careful. Masha'enken, if it's mitzad, irurim balev, and nedorim acholim balev, so it's a vade only a Nidri Mitzvah. If it's not Nidri Mitzvah, he doesn't have to. Second nafkemine, what would be if a lady had a dream? A isha had a dream. The husband could be matir the neder or not. Zog the world, it's totally. If it's mitzad al-chokim ha-shomayim, the husband is not a man d'omar to be matir. Masha'en kein. If it's mitzad irurim balev, the husband could be matir. Nidre ishto, a person could be matir, nidre ishto. So he goes to people and they have a kach to be matir. Das steht in the sugi. Alamon, nidu yosu meshamayim de machik and you can go over the people. The Shulchan Aruch state that lekatchila you have to have 10 people to be matir the neder. As if you need the Mashamayim, you go to people and they matter. Here also, you go to people and they matter. Shuvas HaRashba says you have to have 10 people to be matter the Neder. So again, we have two tzedodim why the Neder is Chal. One tzad that the Neder is Chal as a Chokim Mashamayim, and Shuvas HaRashba is Mashba, you have to have 10 people. Shchonor brings down, you have to have 10 people to be matter the Neder. Oda mitzad Chasim Sefer, the Rabbi Yankiv Emdin, it's mitzad Irurim Balev, and Val is Irurim Balev, so Dvar Mitzvah is Chal. So we said the first nafkemina is that if it's not a dvar mitzvah, if it's a chokim hashomayim, it doesn't have to be a dvar mitzvah. If it's chal mitzad alev, if it's chal mitzad alev, avade un avade, it's only if lemaise dvar mitzvah, not dvar mitzvah alev doesn't help. Second nafkemina for isha had a neder. If it's mitzad al chokim hashomayim, only the Beis Din, Asoro, Beis Din could be matir. If it's mitzad a neder, avada the husband could be matir. The third nafkemina zog the shach v'tas. The shach says that the husband could be matir. The tas says the husband cannot be matir. The Keren Oira says another nafkemina. What would be if someone else comes over to you? I had a dream that you made a neder. So the aloch is if someone comes over to you, I had a dream that me'ashamayim do menader you. So the person has to have a heter. They don't have to tell him. They could tell someone else that he menader. So if someone comes over to you, I had a dream that Mashamay Domenada you, you have to have a heter. What would be if a person comes over to you, I had a dream that you made a nether? If it's Mashamayim that they don't want you to eat the Zach, so even if someone else had a nether, Zog de Kerenoiro, you will have to have a heter. But if it's Mitzadi Hurei Liboy, well, if you had a dream, why do you have to be careful? It's only a dream. What's the difference if you... What is the difference if you dream or someone else dreams? Nebuch, I dream. What's the difference? Sarah Chaloimus gave you a dream, you have to be careful, so he gave it to him. I don't understand. I don't see the difference. I don't see the difference. What? We're speaking on a lie, you're speaking? I don't understand. I don't understand what you're speaking about. If it's a lie, it's a lie. Someone had a dream that you had a nether. He had a dream. Why would you have a dream you have to keep it? What is the difference if you see it or not? Wait, you speak in a liar? A guy's had a dream. What is the difference? So if it's mitzat, zog de keren oiro, if it's mitzat al-chokim ha-shomayim, so avada, even as they be in the nidri, if someone else had a dream, you have to keep it. So the zel bezach, if someone else had a dream that you made a nether, avada, you have to keep it. Avada, you have to keep it. Masha'ein came. If it's mitzad kabole, it's only if you mekabel. If someone else is not mekabel, no. I want to tell you something sharp. Frank de Welt, what is the shaychus in this ran, the first line to the second line? How you limshat in the ran in Chesamud Beis? What is the shaychus, the first line to the other three lines? The first line, the ran is mesupek. Mishenidol b'chaloyim has to keep the halachas or not. Then you have three more lines. If a neder b'chaloyim, you have to keep the halachas or not. Why these things are together in the same run? You could say at the end of the sugya, pack it together. Take it in the halach. What are the shaychas? A likut of all the shaychas in the sugya. Zog de lomdim. This run is one run be'etzem. This run is one run. The run starts a nidu. You have to keep the halachas, or you don't have to keep the halachas. One side, you don't have to keep the halachas, like Tshuvas HaRosh. Or you have to keep the halachas. Second shail, if you had a neder b'chaloyim, you have to keep it or not. Zog de lomdim, very poshut. If the Ran would not have the first suffix, he can't write the second suffix. Why? If the Rosh is right, that even by Nidu, you don't have to keep the halachas. You just have the people to say Shalom Aleichem to you. Then you had a dream that you said a neder, you will not eat a piece of bread. No. The mind of Kemina. Even a Nidu in the dream, I don't have to keep. So the mind of Kemina a neder in the dream? The mind of Kemina. If a Nidu in the dream, I don't have to keep the halachas. So what is the nafkamina if I made a nether in the dream? Zog deran, first I'm a supek, maybe nidu, you have to keep the halochas. Ah, nidu, you have to keep the halochas? Maybe in a nether also you have to keep the halochas? Other efshar nish? This is the pshat in the ran. Lechura, it's totally in the two pshatim. If the nether is midin al-choke, so Taki the Ryan is right. Only if you have to keep the nidu, then is a mokim to clear if you have to keep the nether. But if we'll say that the shaila of the nether is mitzad nidrei mitzvah balev, so could be nidu you don't have to keep the halachas, and in a nether you have to keep the halachas. What is the shaychus nidu to nether? Again, the Ran says sofek if nidu has to keep the halachas or not, not the sofek if nether has to keep the halachas. So in the lomdim, what is the shaychus of the two things? If nidu doesn't have to keep, koshke nether doesn't have to keep. So the Ran, on the tzad that Nidu has to keep, maybe Neder also has to keep. This is good if you learn that the reason you have to keep the Neder is mitzad Mashamay Mirchiku. So it's not only a Nidu, not a Neder. But if Nidu doesn't have to, for sure Neder doesn't have to. But if we say that the tzad of Neder is mitzad that Kabbalah Belev, that he was Mekabel Belev, and Mele he has to do it, so even if Nidu doesn't have to keep the halachas, could be neder has to keep the halachas. So in the Ran is mashma, and based on the lashon in the Ran also, that the tzad to keep the halachas of neder is take not mitzad irurim balev, not from the parsha of nedorim, only the parsha of Hashemayim. And take the Shulchan Aruch says that if lahalacha we choishes to shita sarash bo, and if you have a neder in the chaloyim, you have to be matir it. So the Shulchan Aruch, you have to have 10 people, and they have to be oyavim. As if in the Tovas Chaloyim, you have to take 10 friends. You have to try to find 10 friends to be matir the neder b'chaloyim. So it's not. It's like not mitzad the parsha of nedorim. It's mitzad the parsha of nidui. Now the next sugya, just want to give a hakdome. The next sugya that we're going to learn Be'ez Hashem is a big machlekes Rosh and Ran. We have to see, and the aside of the shaila is, when a person goes to get a heter for the chocham, he has to go himself and be there, or he doesn't have to be there. And we'll have to clear for 2 reasons. He has to be there for bakoshas heter mima'alaschem, hareini mevakesh atorah mima'alaschem, and when they matir mutar loch, he has to be there, or is no aloch that he has to be there. They have to know that he wants to be matir. But if they know, even if he's not there, and even if they don't see him, could be the heter as chal. We'll see, it's a big machlekes Rosh and Ran, Be'ez Hashem. Tomorrow we'll see the sugya.